don't like. At that point, we usually call the florist ahead of time and say, even if people request flowers, please don't sell them this kind, whatever it might be. But in lieu of flowers, is usually they're asking you to give a donation to something else. They feel the money could be spent better in a different location, for a different memorial for their loved one, maybe something that they really liked. Flowers are omitted. Might be they don't have a place to take them. A lot of time we take them to nursing homes or things like that. Well, maybe all the family flew in from somewhere, and what are they going to do with these flowers? You know, so they might say we prefer no flowers. It might be for that reason of we have nowhere to take these flowers afterwards. Yes, we can deliver them to a nursing home. We can take them to a church, but maybe they just say, what if we just don't have them? You know, we don't want any flowers there. We know we're going to get some, but we'd really prefer if that number was down as much as possible.
But as a family, I might say flowers be omitted, but the family may do a casket spray and a special bouquet of their own.
They might. So just because they ask you not to send them, maybe they just want their flowers and that's it, because maybe they just want to take them at the cemetery or after the services. They want to take one or two flowers home. So they may want to limit the total number of bouquets of flowers, but they might buy their own flowers. So even if they say in lieu of flowers, we know we're still going to get flowers, and they know they're still going to get flowers. But the whole goal is to try to keep that number down of the amount of flowers and wind chimes and other items that are sent to that family for kind of distribution after the funeral.
And what a good time to talk about it in a pre-planning session.
It really is to have that conversation in a pre-planning of, if you don't want flowers, what memorials do you want to list? Because even if we say the family requests no flowers, you almost have to give them a secondary, we're not going to do flowers, what do you want me to do for you? I want to give you something. Okay, well, here's an organization I want the money given to, or a church or a school or different items that were really important to you. But if you get that figured out ahead of time of where would you want memorials sent? Because we have people ask, you know, did the family have any requests of what to do with it? Because other people will buy flowers no matter what happens, and some people will not buy flowers, but they want to give a donation in lieu of flowers for that person. But it's really nice to give them an option if that's something that is important to you.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit PrattFuneralService.com.
Wiscote is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscote mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscote is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscote cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump abruptly walked out of court during closing arguments in his defamation trial. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It happened shortly after the arguments began in Manhattan, minutes after Judge Lewis Kaplan threatened to send Trump lawyer Alina Habba to jail for talking when he told her she was finished. Trump had already appeared agitated all morning, a day after leaving the courtroom fuming that he was not allowed to refute E. Jean Carroll's sexual abuse allegations. The jury will start deliberating today whether Carroll is entitled to more than the $5 million she was awarded in a separate trial last year. I'm Sagar Magani.
The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge showed prices rose slightly from November through December, a further sign inflation is cooling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the Biden economic plan is working.
Though some forecasters thought a recession last year was inevitable, President Biden and I did not. Instead of contracting, the economy has continued to grow.
Prices rose at a pace consistent with pre-pandemic levels. The UN's top court ordered Israel to do all it can to prevent death, destruction, and any acts of genocide in its military offensive in Gaza, but stopped short of ordering a ceasefire. A day after Alabama put a man to death using nitrogen gas, the United Nations' Ravina Shamdasani said it is deeply regrettable.
This novel and untested method of suffocation by nitrogen gas may amount to torture. Cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment.
Kenneth Smith appeared to shake and convulse on the gurney in Alabama. Grounded Boeing jets are coming back starting today. The head of the FAA says he's confident they will be safe. Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners were grounded early this month, shortly after one of them suffered a mid-flight blowout of a panel on the side of the plane. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are hanging near their record heights as Wall Street heads towards the close of its 12th winning week in the last 13. The S&P 500 was little changed in early trading Friday after setting a record high for the five straight days that passed. The Dow edged up 21 points. That's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite was down 0.2%. Intel slumped after forecasting revenue and profit for the start of the year that were well short of Wall Street's estimates. Treasury yields were holding relatively steady after another report suggested that inflation is continuing to cool even though the economy is powering higher. The measure of inflation that the Federal Reserve prefers to use behaved just about as expected in December. Overall inflation by that measure was 2.6% during the month, matching November's rate. Seth Zutel, New York.
Tesla is recalling nearly 200,000 vehicles. The backup camera may not work while the car is in reverse. No reports of crashes or injuries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Tired of the same old burger and fries? Then Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant has the answer. From the first bite of the salsa and chips to the last bite of fried ice cream, they serve authentic Mexican cuisine that will tantalize your taste buds. Stop in before the game or call ahead and pick up after. Los Amigos is an experience and dining you won't want to miss. Check out the daily meal and drink specials and don't forget the gift cards. Wednesday is buy one, get one free on margaritas at Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant, 100 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center.
News This Hour sponsored by Tri-State Basement Repair. A strong foundation is important to you. And Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant, your favorite spot, serving great authentic food and drinks in downtown Richland Center.
The big snowball dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florist at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Today, a high of 38. North winds around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, a low of 33 with drizzle possible early. Mainly cloudy Saturday and a high near 40. Saturday night, variable clouds and a low of 29. Sunday, 38. Partly sunny and quiet conditions. And Monday, a high of 40 with a 30% chance of a few light rain and snow showers at night. In Richland Center, the air is calm following a low of 34 this morning. It is 37 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
I've cursed on a Sunday. I've cheated. And I've lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times. But I find holy redemption when I put this card.
Maren Morris, NWRCO, and My Church. Some good tunes for you coming up here. We'll check in with Mike Clemens. We'll talk some sports a little bit later on this morning as well. Boy, not for a lack of top stories in the state of Wisconsin sports this week. So, details about that a little later on. Your chance to win a movie pass. Here's Darius Rucker.
Dance to a dashboard, singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy, blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl, and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. When was the last for the first time, yeah. Let yourself go, follow that feeling. Baby, something new is what you need. Like a real night, let your head down, feel alive. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Say you never drank from the bottle of some $2 run barefoot through the mud. Never had the right kiss stolen from your lips while you watch the sun come up. Well, I know your friends are watching and they probably disapprove, but give me just half a chance, girl, I'm daring you. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Follow that feeling, a baby, something new is what you're needing. Like a real night, let your head down, feel alive, alive. When was the last time, oh, you did something for the first time, girl? Tell me, baby, when was the last time, yeah, you did something for the first time? Turned around to some little town I'd never been to before. Working my way through a middle of June midnight thunderstorm. There was something in the headlights that stopped me on a dime. Well, she was scared to death, so I said, climb in, and then she climbed. Head to toe with a tear in her bloodstained shirt. She didn't tell the whole truth, but she didn't have to. I knew what had happened to her. I didn't load her down with questions. That girl had been through enough. I just threw it in drive, looked in those eyes, and asked her where he was. I don't know. Find a man behind all the whiskey scars I hid. I never
just waiting the truck. Well, I knocked and knocked and no one came, so I kicked in his double wide door. I let the hammer drop before he got to that 12 he was reaching for. I didn't try to hide my pistol, I didn't even try to run. I just sat on the porch smoking one of his cigarettes and waited for the cops to come.
I don't know. Comes to see me from time to time. It was worth the price to see a brighter side of the girl I picked up that night. And I might be here forever, it ain't paradise, that's true, but it's a whole hell of a lot better than the place I sent him to. Yeah.
Party featuring Lainey Wilson. 10:20 on this Friday morning, the estate of George Carlin has filed a lawsuit over a fake hour-long comedy special that purportedly uses artificial intelligence to recreate the late stand-up comic's style and material. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Los Angeles yesterday asked the judge to force Dudsey, the podcast company behind the project, to immediately take it down. The lawsuit, which also seeks unspecified damages, says the defendants are violating Carlin's right of publicity and the copyrights on his work. A voiceover at the start of the audio special says an AI engine created it by listening to 50 years of the work of George Carlin, who died in 2008. So that is the next thing. I always got to kind of be aware of what's going on out there. And maybe the public, they wouldn't mind it. You know, maybe it's something that there could be some laughs created or whatever, but it certainly wouldn't be the real deal, the original thing, and it would be an infringement of copyright. So we'll follow that one. That's in the news today. It is 38 degrees at WRCO. It's gotten lighter just when I think that, oh, the rain must be stopping. No, there's still some drops in the old mud puddle outside my window here. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
WRCO 100.9.
Misunderstood when the honky-tonks are jumping and the girls are looking good. Yeah, I get excited and some people think I'm rude. It's the way my daddy raised me, it's my rebel attitude. I'm a southern boy, southern born and bred. I got sweet home Alabama buzzing all around in my head. I'm right at home in Georgia, down in Carolina. Yeah, I'd be happy anywhere but love the Mason line. Working and a sweating till I hear that whistle blow. Country rocker cooking on my pickup radio. I rush home for a shower and put on my dancing shoes. I get the Friday fever and the Sunday morning blues. And I'm a southern boy, I like a rowdy crowd. Put both feet for some of the jukebox and turn that southern way up loud. Don't need a reservation, we're just having fun. Time in Dixie, y'all just come on down and get you
feet, 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks. But it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby. Talk, I know what you want and what you like, 'cause I do too. Yeah, I love how you leave on the lights, not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby.
Party working on the night shift, baby. 17/100ths of an inch of rain here at the WRCO studios. It is 38 degrees at 10:30.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. The things we assume about other people can come back to haunt us. If we, for example, catch what we think is a negative look from someone, our mind will start racing and come up with all manner of reasons for the look. They don't like us. They heard something about us. They think they are better than us. Now that our mind is filled with such assumptions, we begin to plan a response based on what we have talked ourselves into believing. We may act cold, indifferent, offended, or disinterested the next time we see them, and now they are wondering what got into us. If we were to talk to this individual, we would more than likely find out that the original negative look that upset us had nothing to do with us. They may have been thinking intensely about something, and their face showed it. These scenarios happen every day. Our own insecurities and fears cause us to read the worst into every look or word. Turn off assumptions before the snowball starts downhill. If we let these assumptions go, they could cause an avalanche of interpersonal problems. One of the worst forms of exercise we can get is jumping to conclusions. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org.
Gunderson Bosqueval Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Bosqueval and Muscadet Clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Bosqueval today.
Attention fishing enthusiasts and families. Mark your calendars for the Highland Lions Club annual Dean Olson Memorial Fishery. Join them on Saturday, January 27th at Black Hawk Lake Recreation Area, 2025 County Road BH, Highland. Gates open at 5 a.m. The day is packed with excitement, adult fishing contest, kids learn to ice fish, bake sale, euchre tournament, meat paddles, live auction, and more. Plus, indulge your taste buds with concessions and warm up by the heated pavilion. The fun starts at 9 a.m. and the action continues all day. Raffle tickets are available for members and local businesses. For updates, check out the Highland Lions Facebook page, Highland Lions Club, where community, fun, and fishing come together. All events subject to change, so stay tuned for an unforgettable day of ice fishing and family fun.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
When we talk about the Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery story, it starts with Jason and Miranda and Justin and Justine and their love of the community and the area. It's all about family and family farms. You can enjoy some delicious food there each and every time you go. You can stock up your freezers. You can stock up your pantry. Shop for salsa and ferments. Also ice cream, cheese, milk, and butter. And check out the new apparel as well. You'd look good wearing an Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant t-shirt. Stop by and see them in Bosqueville real soon for great food at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
So don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Well, I hope your week has gone well. Welcome to Friday in the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. As I remember this week in 2014, you may remember as well. It was when Keith Urban performed with John Mayer and Brad Paisley teamed up with Pharrell Williams as CBS filmed The Night That Changed America, a Grammy salute to the Beatles at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Here comes the sun. The program, presented by the Recording Academy and CBS, served as a tribute to the legacy of the Beatles, certainly, but also the 50th anniversary of their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. Also on the bill, Dave Grohl, Joe Walsh, Jeff Lynne, original members of the Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. Remembering The Night That Changed America, this week, 2014, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. You want to save money on your insurance needs? No more excuses. In the time it takes to sing four verses of our national anthem, Pure American Insurance shops over 30 leading insurance brands to uncover the best coverage at the best price. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Lowe's knows pros want savings now. That's why, as an MVP's Pro Rewards member, you get volume savings on orders of $1,500 or more at the Pro Desk. And there's more. We've lowered our prices on select top products like electrical wire and drywall, so you can get the job necessities for less. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. In-store only. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
About you, I wanna put you in a melody. I gotta set you to a groove. I wanna put you in my car and drive and turn you up loud. Roll down all the windows and shout it out. I love this girl. Or if I could press play, repeat, how happy I'd be. Wherever I'd go, I'd have you there with me. You'd be right where you belong. I wanna put you in. So easy, I'll just write it from my heart. Cause I gotta tell the world what you mean to me. Wrap you up in a melody so you'll be stuck in my head all day. Cause you're already there anyway. Yes, you are. I wanna put you in my car.
Scenery, and now everything is new to me.
but it looks just right, yeah, it looks just right. Whoa, it's strange, but it's beautiful. Yet I know where I am. Oh, I've never been here before. I've never been loved like this. Never been tumbling, stumbling over the words that get tangled inside of me. I've never been moved this way. Nobody's ever made me say I'm 99.9% sure I've never been here before. Since it all began, and I don't even wanna understand, 'cause it feels that good, yeah, it feels that good. It's a state that ain't on a map, yet I know where I'm at. Oh, I've never been here before, I've never been loved like this, never been tumbling, stumbling over the words that get tangled inside of me. I've never been moved this way. Nobody's ever made me say 99.9% sure I've never been here before. 99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.99.
Never been tumbling, stumbling over the words that get tangled inside of me. I've never been moved this way, nobody's ever made me say 99.9% sure, I've never been here before. I've never been here before, I've never been loved like this. Never been tumbling, stumbling over the words that get tangled inside of me. I've never been moved this way, nobody's ever made me say 99.9% sure. I've never been here before.
Brian McComas on WRCO. It is 15 minutes before 11 o'clock. We'll talk Wisconsin sports with Mike Clements coming up here. He goes to all the big events, including the Packer game. He's recently there. He was there for the press conference to hire and fire Adrian Griffin of the Bucks, and a look ahead at some other sports coming up here in just a moment.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual Fishery in Avoca.
The Wisconsin Farm Center provides a neutral facilitator trained in mediation to help conflicting parties pursue understanding and eventual agreement in farm-related disputes. Services are available to help in credit issues, environmental concerns, farm family conflicts, and more. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. This message in support of farm families is a service of the Gokinawer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street, Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hotch. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. We're available to answer your questions at any time at Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts. And, of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
The big snowball dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florists at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
Mike, it's been a really topsy-turvy week in Wisconsin sports. It's a big debate on what the top story was this week, isn't it?
You know, I cover this exciting 49ers-Packers game Saturday night, and then I get back home to Milwaukee. The flight was kind of delayed. I get back at Monday at midnight. I'm, like, losing track of what day is day. And I'm thinking, like, oh, good, I can finally take care of this. Because while I was in San Francisco and going through TSA, I looked at my driver's license, and it's going to expire like the first week of February, which means I will get to Vegas to cover the Super Bowl, but I won't be able to come home. I'll be stranded.
Well, there's worse places to be stranded, I guess.
So I'm thinking, all right, you know, so tomorrow I've got to go to the DMV and get myself a new license. Oh, my gosh. And I'm kind of packing up, about to go, and all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up. Like, come on, what now? And I'm like, what? The Bucks just fired Adrian Griffin? Like, no, come on. And then I got to start checking around. Like, is this a fake story? Does, you know, what? What? And no, it's true. They, you know, they made the change at the Bucks. And, you know, we were talking week after week about, boy, the Bucks got to get better on defense. They got to get better on defense. One of the things that we learned this week is that when they play that NBA in season tournament in Vegas. Remember we talked about that like last month?
Yeah.
The Bucks brought in Doc Rivers as a consultant. Like, uh-oh. So, and now, look who the new head coach is. 62-year-old Doc Rivers, who apparently has agreed to a deal where it would be take them through the next essentially 4 years and $40 million. Doc, who was a player for Marquette and Hank Raymond's back in the early 80s, then in the NBA, then became a head coach. He's been a head coach almost 25 years in the league. Took the Boston Celtics to a championship and won in 2008. Most recently was with the 76ers for 3 years, and they let him go after they only got halfway through the playoffs last May. But, you know, they're bringing in a guy who's not afraid to tell players what they need to do and to play both ends of the court and improve on defense, and I mean, this is their solution to saying we want to win now. But I've told you this story before about the day that when Adrian Griffin found out he got the job. I think I sent you that tape earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they hired Adrian Griffin, it was a new era. I mean, they put on a big spread. There was food, there was music, there was dignitaries from around the state. They brought in some of the players. This big, huge press conference because it's the start of the Adrian Griffin era. And so much excitement about this. And, you know, Adrian tells his story like, you know, man, I was a player in the NBA. And then when I played for the Bucks, I was at sort of the end of my career. And they said, okay, we're going to move on from you as a player. But you're a pretty smart guy. How'd you like to hang around and be an assistant coach? And that's how he got his coaching start. So then he was with the Raptors, and they won a championship up there. And so I said, the Bucks were nice enough to let me get a one-on-one with him on this big day after his major press conference. And all I said was, you know, so how'd you find out you got the job? And he says, he turned to the PR guy and said, can I tell this story? And the guy nodded, and yeah, it's okay, it's Mike, it's fine. So he said, you know, so I'd met with the Bucks on Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday we had off, and they said, on Friday morning, my agent called and said, hey, the Bucks want you back in there. So, you know, get dressed, leave the hotel, get over there by, you know, 10 o'clock. And I listen, we're at the one-yard line. Don't blow this. I think we got this job. Okay. So he gets in there, and there's Wes Edens. There's John Horst, the GM. There's the new co-owners, Jimmy Haslam and Dee from the Cleveland Browns, right, and the Flying J gas station chains. And Wes is just kind of chattering. They're just having, you know, talking about the weather or whatever. And Wes keeps talking, looking at his phone. And then he takes the phone and goes, oh, wow, look at this. If Woj says it's true, it must be. And he's talking about the ESPN NBA insider. And so he holds up this headline on Twitter that says, Bucks hire Adrian Griffin as next head coach. And that's how he finds out he gets the job, which I find kind of creepy. Don't you?
That's a little weird, yeah.
I mean, you've worked your whole life. You're 49 years old. This is your big moment where you become a head coach in the NBA, and these guys are having fun, you know. They've called Woj. They've, you know, broke the story, hey, yeah, we're going to hire Adrian Griffin. And then they show him the news headline, you know, from the media. That's how he found out he got the job. And I thought, ah, that's weird, man. That's weird.
The thing that I saw, and I don't know how many people have mentioned this week, but when they let Terry Stotts go, I thought that was a little bit unnerving, too. Kind of set the standard, didn't it?
Well, it's my understanding that Terry quit.
Oh, okay.
It's my understanding that Terry quit. That Terry saw what was going on offensively and thought, okay, I thought this is what we were going to do, and especially if we brought in Damian Lillard, a guy that I coached for 9 years out in Portland. And Dame was shocked that he quit because he... As Dame said, boy, this is a friendly face. This is the guy that I trusted, you know, that I loved playing for those 9 years with Portland. It's one of the reasons that I wanted to get out of Portland. And so that was something weird. Like Terry thought, I'm getting off this ship here. And maybe he knew something, you know, that you know what? Great guy, knows his basketball, works hard, not a head coach.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing we found. You know, so they're going on with Doc Rivers. They signed this four-year deal, $40 million. Or that's what the deal they have in agreement so far. They haven't brought him in yet. Remember that NBA in-season tournament that they had, you know, month before last in Las Vegas? The Bucks wanted to win that so bad, they brought in Doc Rivers as a consultant.
Yeah. Unreal.
And so that's another red flag.
Yeah, you'd think so. I thought maybe Joe Barry had done enough to keep his job, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I knew I was on the fence about it because I, you know, I'm always like, okay, and who are you going to replace him with? But obviously at the end of the day, you know, Matt LaFleur took a moment where he, you know, had probably spoken to some of his players and needed input. But the other thing is that Matt also let us know, like around the Bears game, I'm now spending more time with the defense. So, you know, it started with last summer. We were at the Bengals game during the preseason, and it's like 5 minutes before the kickoff, and I see Joe Barry up in the press box getting one last plate of Skyline chili, and I'm thinking, Joe, game starts in 5 minutes. And I kind of follow him a little bit, and he goes into one of the coaches' boxes. So they played the game, and then after the game, I wait till all the other questions have been asked, and I said, oh, Coach, one more. I asked LaFleur, is Joe Barry working the games from upstairs now? And that's a big change. To be on, instead of being on the sidelines with a headset talking to players directly, you're upstairs, you know, talking down to the guy with the radio helmet and all that. And LaFleur said, yeah, it's just something we're trying out. Well, it was one more thing where Matt LaFleur's like, I'm not happy. You got to do a better game and better job at in-game adjustments, and maybe if you're upstairs, you can see the field better. And so that was one more thing LaFleur was trying to do for Joe Barry to help him improve his performance, particularly making adjustments in games. But you know, when they lost to the Giants, and then they lost to the Buccaneers, and they just couldn't find a way to shut down Baker Mayfield, you know, through four quarters, that was probably the last straw for him.
Certainly the players did rally around him, though, in the playoffs, I thought.
Well, you know, they had a game plan that seemed to work, no question. I mean, and I think it's a tough call. You know, my gosh, you beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and you went into Detroit and beat the Lions. You did a great job shutting down Dak Prescott against the Cowboys. And the same thing, you know, with the 49ers job until, Brock Purdy, the new quarterback they've got, was able to put together a winning drive there at the end, or they stopped Christian McCaffrey. But, you know, essentially, this just gets to a point where the other thing, too, is he might have been at the end of his contract. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if LaFleur's got some ideas on, you know, some new ideas that he wants to bring in, and someone, I would be surprised if it's like Wink Martindale, who just finished up a couple years with the Giants, was a longtime Ravens defensive coordinator, and beat the Packers a couple of times. I would think that it would probably be, you know, a guy like LaFleur's age, bringing in new ideas, and it could be as relatable as can be to the players. But, you know, they need a bulldog in there, too, when it comes to their defensive coordinator and his persona.
And looking for a kicker, maybe, in the offseason, huh?
Well, they already picked up a kid that had kicked for the Georgia Bulldogs. He tried out but lost the job to Greg Joseph with the Vikings camp last summer. But, yeah, I mean, you can't miss 12 kicks, you know, in the last 8 or 9 games or something like that, even though you got a great kickoff, but you lead the league in missed point after touchdowns, and you miss one of those and a 41-yarder that probably would have sealed the win against the 49ers. Yeah, the first thing they did this week was bring in another kicker to add to the roster to bring in competition. But that's going to be interesting to see if LaFleur sticks with and Gutekunst sticks with Anders Carlson for a second year.
All right. Always good stuff, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it being on your show.
Mike Clemens joining us on WRCO Sports. Beat the winter blahs at the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation Winter Carnival Saturday from 11 until 3 at the Riverdale Elementary School. It'll be fun for all ages. There will be free games, face painting, prizes, and concessions. Bounce houses will be available for a $10 charge. It's a great photo opportunity for moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas. The Riverdale Community Education Foundation Winter Carnival. Admission is free. Lots of great food on the grounds as well. Saturday at Riverdale Schools, helping to benefit Riverdale to be even stronger.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some drama in the courtroom. Former President Donald Trump walked out of closing arguments in New York at his defamation trial. Here's the AP.